Rocks and halls with folly, ba la 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 la. Since Thanksgiving we've been jolly, ba la 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 la. Guests been 7 dozen claim us, ba la 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 la. That's okay, we'll go to Janus, ba la 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 la. It's Christmas time in Sector 5, at every stop you hear a flock of worried admirals thanking God it's once a year. 2 days a year, all modes of space are out on ship leave. There's nothing quite so bad as this except for New Year's Eve. And every planet's dressing in hues of red and green. Each mother is out guessing her young son's Christmas dream. And everyone is singing of a star that wise men led. And around Orion's middle is a ribbon painted red. Into the celebration a noble starship sped. Her running lights that weren't green were blinking Christmas red. Her course was quite erratic and all knew the reason why. Not just the Christmas spirit, but the crew also was high. It started out politely, just a drink or two or three. But when young boys feel sprightly, they'll share drinks happily. So 2 days before Christmas, before all the clocks struck four, they had satisfactorily sloshed the crews from deck one to deck four. The bridge crew of the Enterprise longed so to join the fun, and they'd been squirming in their seats since quarter after one. When 6 o'clock finally arrived and they were free to go, they took off for the rec room with the lad or lass in tow. The rec deck looked quite merry, all painted straight bright red. The drunk boys from the second shift looked, oh, say 6 months dead. But Sulu and Uhura never made it to the fun. They were somehow lost together around deck 21. Calm, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. A half-ton keg to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I thought that they had lied, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I saw that keg and died, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Took us half a week to finish that beer. The party lasted all that night and most of the next day, and somehow the eggnog was spiked 12 times along the way. But still 'twas early when to bed the captain he did go, a gal on either arm and one on either leg also. McCoy was in the hallways teaching anatomy, and Yeoman Rand was helping him put tab A in slot B. The class dismissed quite early and they disappeared in pairs. They weren't seen again all evening, but they studied hard, I hear. This whole thing is illogical, our first officer claimed, and he refused to alter the coldness for which he's famed. And so he roamed the bright green halls, appalled at what he'd see, and smoke poured from the main lounge, a problem here indeed. The room was filled with crewmen, and green smoke filled the air. They all seemed very happy, at least half the crew was there. His logic circuits failed him, a pink pachyderm appeared, and he joined them then quite limply, grinning dumbly ear to ear. A 30-foot-tall Christmas tree was sent up as a gift, but it was lost, as were 4 men in a 9-foot turbo lift. They scoured every corridor from deck 1 to deck 9, but no more tree, a cactus was the best that they could find. And Silent Night was sung in 7 languages and keys, and harmonizing with it was the call of shut up please. They stopped it around yon virgin, not singing anymore, They couldn't sing of virgins cause there wasn't one on board. 27 men in an elevator crammed, but if the booze will fit, they don't mind the jam. The elevator stopped just underneath deck 9. They weren't found then till Easter, but they didn't seem to mind. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We keep hearing jingle bells and there's not any sleigh. 30 quarts beneath our belts and 12 more on the way. We'll just pass around the drinks till the jingles go away. With rec rooms red and hallways green, a cactus and no snow, Christine the nurse looked up and cried, we've got no mistletoe. Since all spacemen have mistletoes, from Scotty up to Spock, to decorate the doorways they just use somebody's socks. And Riley's voice is ringing throughout the starship halls, I'll take you home again, Kathleen gives way to deck the halls. And Mr. Scott and Chekhov matched each other drink for drink. Then they spent the evening dancing with each other too, I think. Young Teresa Bryant looked out a star window. At Christmas time on Earth, she said, there's almost always snow. It's snowing now in Moscow, Chekhov added with a sigh. And Teresa Bryant sat down and then began to cry. We've got no snow on Christmas, she sobbed lamentably. We've even got no mistletoe, we haven't got a tree. And why should we be merry with no family tree or snow? Is Christmas even Christmas? Well, here she longed to know. A Christmas tree is but a plant, a shrub to be precise. And mistletoe but fungus, quite disgusting in my eyes. And it is where you find a certain happiness and warmth, that you will find the family that's most loved within your heart. We turned about in silence to face the voice we heard. Teresa had stopped crying, hanging on to every word. And Spock stood in the doorway, gazing at us like children. He was stoned right off his ass from here to Alba 710. And so we have a Christmas time, he said, quite strong and clear. Although no tree, nor mold, nor snow, our family is right here. And Christmas is for families, for as you will all recall, the first Christmas child was born with just a family and a stall. And now no one was crying, we let the thoughts sink in. Then one by one the bridge crew began to slowly sing. And just as it turned Christmas, we stood singing clear and bright, being thankful for the child who was born on Christmas night. God rest our poor commander, he can neither walk nor stand. He mutters something meaningless about one in the hand. He's been bow-legged for a week, but we all understand. There's no comfort in laying more than four, three more than four.